Hello, Brad here. Just to say we're super proud that the Friday 5pm podcast is sponsored by the Malt Miller, the UK's best home brew store.
We use the Malt Miller for all of our homebrew experiments, as well as tapping them up for advice and binging on their awesome YouTube channel all the time.
That's why whenever we release a homebrew video, we put a recipe kit live on the Malt Miller, so you can brew with the exact same amazing ingredients that we did. The same ingredients used by pro brewers.
So alongside the Malt Miller's nitro-flushed hops, cold-stored yeast and milled-to-order malts, you can pick up recipe kits for our 5 Points Best Bitter, Russian River West Coast IPA, and now the fastest beer in the world, a hazy session IPA that goes from grain to glass in less than 48 hours.
Sign up to their newsletter at tinyurl.com/Malt Miller to get 5% off your first order. With the Malt Miller's amazing customer service and Johnny's 48-hour recipe, you could order the ingredients on a Monday and be drinking the beer by the weekend.
Speaking of which, it's Friday.
It's 5pm.
So enjoy this week's Friday 5pm podcast.
Big Eeks, we're back.
Aha.
It's felt like a long old time, actually. I've really missed. Every Wednesday, I get this lovely moment where the video goes live at 4pm and I just sit there for an hour and respond to the comments, post it on different social medias and interact with everybody and feel like I'm not just a lonely guy working from his kitchen at home. I've really missed that the last 3 weeks, in fact. So it's really nice to know that next week we have a video. Brad and I have been hanging out a bit this week and that we're starting to get the wheels back in motion, which, given how much the YouTube algorithm has punished us for being away, can't be a bad thing.
Yeah, it's quite brutal, the old YouTubes. But, you know, we had to take a little bit of a break. You were moving house. You had to have a bit of a holiday. I had some projects.
I did. Although we say holiday, I was still taking photos for the book, which was to the chagrin of my wife, but it was needed. And the photograph deadline is today. And I can tell you, dear listeners, I'm going to miss that deadline too. So apologies to my editor. But yes, I did have a little bit of rest and relaxation before the big house move, which is nearly finished.
Nice.
Most importantly, the beer is safely stowed away in the garage, which fucking flooded.
Not that safe, any.
The very first night we moved in. But I put the beer on shelving, so it was only the lawnmower, the tent, and some bikes that got wet.
Good job you protected the important stuff, Johnny.
Exactly.
The electrical equipment and, you know, modes of transport are fucked, but at least your beer's nice and dry.
Yeah, and also it had the benefit of, you know, it would have electrocuted anybody that tried to steal my beer.
Oh, yeah,
so, nice. You know, it was a blessing in disguise, the flood.
Of course. Great stuff. keeps the bad people out, eh?
Exactly, nice. Yeah. And me for a good couple of days while it dried out. So it's been eventful, but I've missed those lovely moments of interacting with everybody online, which is quite an unusual thing to say. Usually Twitter and Facebook and YouTube are quite acerbic and mean, but we have built this lovely little community where I genuinely do miss the comments, particularly the really erroneous weird ones. We have lots of people who I think are trolls, but they come back every week and mix their positivity with glorious negativity, which brings a smile to my face every week. So shout out to those people that think, should I write this? And then still do. What have you been up to, Brad, these last few weeks?
Well, I've seen you a few times when we've been to Bristol, we've been to Norfolk, we're heading up to Sheffield in a few days' time. You know, I've been working on my own kind of design projects and kind of running my Airbnb, which I have as well, in Margate. If anyone ever wants to stay, you can find me on @Margate_Airbnb on Instagram.
It's early for a plug, Brad. It's early in the episode. But you can find Brad's Airbnb. Yeah. I've stayed there. It's beautiful. Yeah. And if you missed that link, it's the orange one.
Yeah, it's bright orange. It's very orange and colourful. It's a little piece inside of my mind. So being down there doing a bit of maintenance, not all glamorous, Johnny. You know, I've been fixing showers and checking in on other sort of various maintenance issues. But yeah, got to be in Margate for a few days, see an old friend, hang out, spend a little bit of time drinking real ale in the micropubs down there, and also some really great gin at Fez, which is a great little boozer if anyone knows it. So yeah, man, I've had a...
It's in the book. It's going it's in the book, the Fez. Isn't
it? Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Cool. Well, we should talk about the bits where we've met, perhaps.
Oh yeah, come on then.
So I can't remember whether we talked about it last time, but even before that, we were down in Sussex at Dark Star for part of a project that we're working on, all about amazing real ale, and we're doing an episode on the future of real ale. Which we were down for that just before I disappeared off to Cornwall and then moved house. And then, yeah, we also went to Lost and Grounded, one of our favourite breweries. And you, that was the first time you've been there. What did you think of it, Brad?
Oh, I mean, it's an epic space, isn't it? Obviously, I know the beer is awesome. Such a nice guy's running it as well. It's brilliant. I love Bristol. So I didn't get to go there as much as I'd like to, but it's got such an amazing beer scene there. And musical scene, and just sort of general good vibes scene. It's definitely a place I could probably find myself living at some point. My kind of people.
You'd never leave London, Bradley.
The only sort of places I've thought about leaving London for are Bristol and Margate, really, to be honest. Lots of arty characters, and, you know, it sort of seems... I like being by water as well, so there's a bit of that with the kind of, you know, waterways going through Bristol. I get a bit of that.
Yeah, one of the longest waves on Earth, isn't it? The one that goes up the Severn.
Yeah,
you can surf it for 7 minutes or something crazy. Yeah,
it's mad.
So Lost and Grounded, I mean, Bristol's so lucky to have... If I could change one thing about beer culture, it would be to have like a local lager brewery in every town, because, you know, it's probably what you're going to drink most of when you visit. And so having, you know, going to Bristol and knowing that Keller Pils or the Helles is going to be on tap in most of the places you go really excites me. And so I always enjoy going there to see where it's made. So that was, it's always a pleasure to go there, and it keeps on growing and growing and growing. Interestingly, shortly after we were there, Lost and Grounded announced that they were going to be contract brewing for a little bit. So they literally cannot keep up with demand. Huh. So they're going to be contract brewing a little bit in Belgium, just the Keller Pils, I think, while they build an expansion. So that's how, you know, I remember when they first opened and I was working for Cave Direct and we were their main distributor. And it was a real fucking struggle because that was in 2016. And, you know, good craft lager hadn't really been accepted into the craft scene as much as it has been now. And trying to sell a keg of lager at like 90, 95 quid when you've got the macro brewers, or indeed just like Camden, churning out kegs at like 65 quid.
Yeah.
It was almost impossible to sell. And I know that there were some really tough times for Alex and Annie, the founders, wondering whether they'd done the right thing. But I'm so delighted that now they literally cannot keep up with demand and are having to go for external help for a bit. And I know that Alex will look after that process and make sure the beer's still tasting amazing.
Great stuff, man. Yeah, it's great to see it come around, man. Like, people coming around to the lager. Finally. Is it year of the lager, Johnny? What do you reckon? It's never year of the lager, but maybe. Maybe.
I've given up. I think maybe we'll look back and it will be like the decade of the lager. 2020 to 2030.
Oof.
I mean, we have had year of the lager for about 30 years, but it's always been shit lager.
Yeah.
But there we go. Yeah, so we've gone off track. We were at Lost and Grounded filming all about their new beer, which is called Newstalgic.
Great name.
Which they brewed in collaboration with Mark Dredge, our good friend and wonderful beer writer, which is using a heritage grain. We won't tell you any more than that because we don't want to spoil it. But this week we were in the field where that heritage grain was being grown. And the one thing I'll say is that that grain is the original grain used in the original Pilsner Urquell beers. So watch out for that video next week. It's going to be fucking epic.
Yeah, man. There was, Brad, I did see a secret high-tech aeroplane as we were trying to film an interview in a beautiful field in North Norfolk. This fucking huge... vertical takeoff and landing Eurofighter was just blasting around the sky, and we had to sort of do our talky camera stuff in between just getting absolutely blasted out by that.
And goddamn, like Eurofighters. And I don't even know what
there's some
vertically.
Crazy helicopters flying about that look really futuristic as well. I don't know what they were. But anyway, it was like quite surreal in my head. I was like, we're in this sort of, you know, ancient fields and stuff, and then you've just got this future military brutal noise thing going on above you from time to time, and then just beautiful serene, you know, birds tweeting and stuff the rest of the time. It's quite bizarre, but I enjoyed it thoroughly.
This summer, I'm going to be hosting talks at the Manchester, Bristol and London craft beer festivals, giving festival goers the chance to attend tutored tastings, rare beer pours, meet the brewers and even guided tours of the bars. These three festivals are the highlights of my events calendar, featuring some of the world's best breweries with delicious restaurant pop-ups, great music and a really welcoming party atmosphere. It's the third year I've been hosting the We Are Beer Tastings table, but for the first time, I'm delighted to offer all of our listeners, viewers and Patreons £5 off a ticket when you use the code CBC5. Just hit the link in the description to buy. See you there.
It was very weird, a real contrast to the 200-year-old malt growing quietly and then Eurofighters flying by. I think they must have been practicing landing, because there are a lot landing and taking off. Either that or we've gone to war and we just don't know it.
Right. Slightly scary.
One of the two. So that's next week's video. We're really, really excited about it. It is a sponsored one. So Crisp have teamed up with us for that. But I promise you, I'm editing it. I've been editing it this morning. Brad has done some sterling work with the slow-mo.
Oh, you're loving the slow-mo.
So it looks legit. Great. I'm loving the slow-mo this time.
Excellent.
It's looking amazing.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Although we do have 200 gigabytes of slow-mo footage for me to go through.
Yeah.
So that's been no fun at all.
Mate, I'm very sorry. But at least it looks good, eh? That's the lowest bitrate slow-mo we can do as well. We're not even 4K slow-mo yet. Blimey.
I'll need a bigger laptop. Yeah, no. In fact, I think eventually if we keep raising the broadcast quality of what we do, I'm going to have to get a desktop computer, because my laptop feels like it sounds like a Eurofighter when I really get into the editing.
Always good. Yeah. Very, very inspiring sort of, have your computer sound like it's going to have a meltdown when you start press play on something that you're editing. Great stuff.
It's terrifying. I'm worried when you mix it down to when you make the final file, it always sounds like a Eurofighter. So God knows what's going to happen when it's dealing with that level, that many frames.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
So pray for me. If you hear about a fire somewhere just north of London,
oh dear.
Think of me. Yes. Pray for me. So we didn't have a video this week. We haven't had a video for 3 weeks. So we can't dive into the comments section find out what you thought of this week's video. We have, of course, had some choice comments come through over the 3 weeks that we've been away, which I haven't necessarily been responding to, although every now and then, even on my holiday, one came in that once I saw it, I just...
You had to.
I just couldn't leave it alone. Nice. Yeah. Most of them were questions where if they just watched for another minute longer, they'd have got their answer, which I'd say accounts for about 50% of all comments on YouTube. So no comments to go through this week, but we do have a question, and it's a great question.
Yeah, it's a doozy.
It's a doozy, and it's one that goes entirely off topic. So Brad is rubbing his hands.
Can't wait.
In excitement. This question comes from Robert Bell. And he says, I'm looking to find new things to watch and listen to, and I wanted to ask what beer blogs, podcasts and YouTube channels would you two recommend? I enjoy content like the Craft Beer Channel and Bubble, where two or more people play off each other and you can tell they're having fun. Do you have favourite beer podcasts and channels, or ones that you think don't get enough attention? And a cheeky bonus question, outside of the world of beer, what shows, podcasts, etc. do you regularly enjoy? I said etc. instead of etc. Yeah, don't know why.
That's good.
Bradley, you're not a voracious consumer of beer stuff, are you?
No, I like to keep it quite pure, and just it's for me, it's our journey into beer. So I like to keep it a bit foolish. I don't like to read up too much on anything, or, you know.
It's because, you know, I'll do the fucking
that,
reading.
Stay that well versed with what's happening on in the world of beer. So I spend a lot of my YouTube time watching other non-beer related stuff. Mate, I've got so many shows that I can recommend for various different reasons. My latest discovery this week is called Feeding Stephen. And have you heard about this, Johnny? Feeding Stephen?
I don't think so.
So Stephen is a seagull. And this is the story of one man's attempt over the UK lockdown to tame a seagull and pat it on the head. So
it's like a shit version of My Octopus Teacher.
Yeah, yeah, which I haven't seen yet, but I know it's supposed to be amazing. But basically, this is a fucking seagull, mate. So they are vicious little bastards. And it's really entertaining. There's like an hour and a half episode where he's put 69 days of Feeding Stephen together into an hour and a half episode you can watch. And it's fucking hilarious. Like, it's got... He's a young kid. I think he's... I don't know where he's from. But you don't really see his face. You just see his hands going out the window. And he's feeding Stephen all these different kinds of food. So he'll buy him, like, tuna. And he'll call it, like, this big protein today for you, Stephen. And then Stephen will tell him to shut up, bitch, in, like, a sort of computer-generated female voice. And he's got a computer-generated American male voice. And it's just hilarious. He calls Stephen's little feet little pinkers. And says they're so skinny, he needs to, like, fatten them up and bulk them up. So he's giving him loads of protein to try and get his feet, like, all swole. It's very sort of meme-tastic. So I love that. That's been very entertaining this week. Something I've watched for a long time is the Zach and Jay show. There are these two sort of just really funny guys. A lot like me and you, Johnny, I would say. They're very good friends. They get up to all kinds of exploits, and they film it, and they make really beautifully well-crafted YouTube shows, you know, usually weekly, maybe not weekly these days. But they've done things like they have taken a guy, they sort of mocked fashion. So they've taken their friend called something Bosch, I can't remember his name, who's just a posh kid. And they dress him up in the most outrageous Primark outfit that they can sort of cobble together with all kinds of crazy stuff. And then they send him to London Fashion Week and they pretend they're like photographing him on the street. They walk up to a load of paps and then they're photographing him and like saying, Brutus, come over here. Like, you got to look at the camera, blah, blah, blah. And they create this hype. And then all of the rest of the photographers are taking photos of him. He gets into a fashion show. It's hilarious. They do stuff like that. They do things like Damien Hirst had a show on a Gagosian gallery in London, which was a kind of a thing over lockdown. Again, where it was a bit of an art world secret, but there was a Coca-Cola machine inside the gallery where you could put a £1 coin and then you get a Coca-Cola out. And if you look to the bottom of it, signed by Damien Hirst. So you could have a Damien Hirst original for £1, which is amazing in and of itself. And they worked out this thing, which they called the Great Art Heist, the Great £20,000 Art Heist. And basically, they booked to go to the gallery, Zach and Jay, both of them together, every slot for half an hour, every half an hour slot for 2 days solid. And they went in dressed in about 27 different outfits to get past the security guards.
Fake moustaches and everything.
Fake moustaches, all kinds of crazy stuff. They had all sorts of props, like they're walking on crutches. You know, the mask is the thing that let them get away with it. But they do all kinds of crazy stuff like that. They tried to go to Bergheim, which is the crazy club in Berlin, which you're not allowed to film in, and it's got the most exclusive doorman in the world, this like heavily tattooed dude who decides on the spot if he's going to let you in or not. It's the hardest club to get in the world, and they try They made a film about trying to get into there.
How is that an advertisement for a club? You know, come down. You're probably not allowed in.
I mean, it is a hedonistic place. I haven't actually been to Berghain, but there are you know, people making love, Johnny, I believe, just like all around. And
you said that so tenderly.
Sort of maybe lots of extracurriculars on the menu. It's a truly hedonistic place where you can basically do anything you want for 3 days, I think, solid. 2 to 3 days solid.
Well, you're not allowed to leave.
You could stay in there for 3 days solid if you want. And apparently there are rooms where people just go and wee on each other and stuff, Johnny. It is.
Oh, my days.
It is truly a sort of Gomorrah.
Rapidly going further.
What's the sort of Bible thing or whatever? Not Gomorrah, is it? It's, I can't remember. The sort of town that's full of like hedonism that gets wiped off the map. It's a modern day Sodom and Gomorrah. Yeah, it's that kind of vibes. But also like pounding dirty techno music and stuff. So it's supposed to be awesome, but yeah, I'm not brave enough to try and go in. But they do stuff like that. They're great. I feel like I've totally...
There's a place a bit like that on Kentish Town High Street where I used to live.
Oh, yeah.
yeah. It's supposedly a spa and jacuzzi.
No, I've seen that. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but I think...
It's like a swing
spa. I remember some... Yeah, basically. Somebody wrote an article about going there on a date. And it was quite the experience. Hedonism, yes. Techno music, less so. Weeing on people, probably.
Is that the woman who was in the metro that was going around to all these different sort of places?
I think it might have been in the metro, yeah. So guaranteed quality as well. Anyway,
I do watch other stuff that's more serious.
Or not.
Sorry, Johnny, I won't keep hijacking. A guy called Bo Miles, an Australian fellow, that is all about sort of discovering adventures within himself and pushing himself to the limit. And he makes beautifully crafted stuff, Bo Miles. More people dicking about, having fun together. There's a show called Car Throttle, which is very much like old school Top Gear, without Jeremy Clarkson, but three sort of very funny guys. And there's a guy, I can't remember, Will's Whereabouts, I think he's called, who is a guy that goes camping in his car, which I quite enjoy. He just started doing it over the lockdown thing. And now he's gone sort of, you know, really huge. But it's just a guy in the back of a Ford Galaxy. And he goes and camps in car parks in like the middle of London. Or he'll go, you know, some sort of epic next to a lake type thing. Free overnight camping. Stealth camping. You're not supposed to camp there, but he does it. So, yeah.
Sometimes I think we've really overthought our channel and we should... I mean, I could go camp in a car. Right?
Me too. This is what I think every day, man. This is why I watch these things. I'm like, oh my God, we are making this so hard for ourselves. There's another guy called Steve Wallace who does that out in the States. He was the original stealth camping guy I was following. And then I love First We Feast, which is like this really high-end food porn stuff. And they've got a specific show called... I think it's called The Burger Show. I don't think that's the Vice one. I think it's called The Burger Show on First We Feast. And it is honestly so amazingly informative about the different styles of making burgers. And it's just amazing. I love it.
Yeah, I can vouch for First We Feast as well. I watch a lot of that.
Yeah.
I think it's brilliant. On the food topic, obviously, I think everybody who listens to this podcast now knows both me and Brad's huge respect for French Guy Cooking.
Oh, yeah.
He's my favourite YouTube channel in the world. It's the perfect mix of foodiness and super geeking, which is sort of my sweet spot. Something I got really into during lockdown, and I say this with a caveat because the editing of it really annoys me. It's not well edited, it's not well crafted, but it's fascinating still. And that is Ghost Town Living.
Ghost Town Living. Nice.
Yeah, so it's about a guy that spent his life savings buying an old mining town in the hills of California.
Yeah.
And he's trying to turn it into like a tourist destination. So he's building a hotel. He's trying to open up all the mines for tours and stuff, which is super dangerous.
That sounds
so he's
crazy
going,
dangerous,
like,
yeah.
Digging through mines, wow. Yeah. And it's amazing to watch, but all the episodes are like 40 minutes long and half of it is just him talking at a camera over B-roll, which I recognise that we do quite a lot on the Craft Beer channel, but we do it for 15 minutes. And I wish he'd... I mean, clearly he's a busy man. He's trying to build a tourist hub, but it would have been nice if he could have edited it a bit more, but it's still amazing. It's called Cerro Gordo is the place.
Right.
And if you look up the history of it, it had the highest murder rate per capita for like 5 years because of like the value of, I think it was a silver mine, maybe gold. No, I think it's silver coming out of the ground. So like the competition was huge.
Wow.
But there we go. So there's that. And then I should give some beer recommendations. It's a beer podcast. Something I've been listening to a lot recently is Beer Ladies, which is hosted by three Irish women, I think. But they do some amazing history episodes. The most recent one they did was all about beer and Vikings, which, if that doesn't sound like it should link, like, you know, Scandinavia has so much history with sort of farmhouse brewing more recently, and then back then with the Vikings brewing. It's an amazing episode that's well worth listening to. And they did a great one about Prohibition as well. There's some really cool episodes on there that I listen to all the time. Obviously, Good Beer Hunting's podcast is incredible. And I can't recommend that enough. I'm on a bit of a hiatus from Good Beer Hunting at the moment because of the book. But I'll be back doing episodes again in the next couple of weeks. On YouTube, Flora Brewing is really, really great. Actually, she's better on Instagram. Instagram's where I consume most of her content, but she's a really great brewer and she's really starting to focus on YouTube and build and edit more and be a bit more educational. And I'm really enjoying and learning a lot from her. So she's super cool. And then Always and Forever Brewlosophy, the blog there and the podcast as well. They're both amazing. If you're a home brewer, you won't learn more as a home brewer from any other source other than Brewlosophy. It's just absolutely amazing. And it's one of those sort of websites where you're like, I wish I thought of that, but I don't have the scientific precise mind to do it as well as they do. And that's also why I'll probably never become a pro brewer. So yeah, those are my recommendations from the beer world. That's about it really for me. Basically, I just watch 30 Rock on repeat when I'm not watching that because it's my favourite show on earth.
Yeah, you're a busy guy, mate. You've got, you haven't got a lot of time to be dicking about on YouTubes and stuff. But yeah.
I mean, that's what I spend my career doing,
oh,
right?
Exactly.
Just
course,
not watching it, making the dicky content. Yeah. Anyway, that's the end of the show. We've hit 25 minutes despite not having a video this week. So that's reassuring that we can keep waffling, that we haven't lost the power of waffle during our break. So yeah, we're back on Wednesday with an awesome episode with Chris, all about heritage malts and lager brewing. And then we'll be back to our usual schedule of weekly uploads and Friday 5 p.m. every single Friday. We've also got a podcast coming out on Sunday, so tune in for that. It is with Pillow Heat, who's an amazing collector of old school van shoes and clothing, and he has a store on Carnaby Street. So we talk about collecting, about fashion, about obsessions, and about breaking into buildings to steal shoes. So tune into that. That will be live at midday on Sunday. Otherwise, we'll see you Wednesday. And in the meantime, love and beer.
The Bubble and Friday 5 p.m. podcast are brought to you by the nerds behind YouTube's Craft Beer Channel. You can watch over 400 mini documentaries at youtube.com/thecraftbeerchannel. And if you love what we do, support us via Patreon and get access to merchandise and our amazing Discord forum, a positive and welcoming space for everyone who loves beer, food, and homebrewing. Love and beer.